Day one, man, we were traveling up. My family's coming up this year. I have a newborn. He's 1 year old. I wasn't informed that a one-year-old had to have a passport to travel inside of Canada. I had his birth certificate and everything else, but they stopped me there, and I missed my flight, of course. So we had to work around that, fly to Buffalo and drive in. When I drove in, there was some things I had going on in college 10 years ago in 2012 that they randomly brought up on me this time, and that held me up for 5 hours in there. So I missed my flight from Toronto to Edmonton, so I had to stay the night in Toronto. and then they finally let me through, and I was able to get in. Yeah, man, every day counts, man. You know, we got guys out here, it's iron sharpening the iron every day, and you're getting after it. Today, man, you can prepare all you want to, but when you get into camp, it's different. Today, you're gonna feel more. You're going hard, you're competing. Your legs are gonna be more dead than usual. You just can't prepare, and then everybody, Chris Jones type camp, y'all know about that. So I definitely missed out, man, physically, but on the mental side part, coaches are helping me out. Everybody are keeping me in the loop with all the plays and everything. Quarterback, huge shout out to Nick Arbuckle, man. He's going the extra mile to make sure I'm in the loop with everything. Obviously, I'm protecting his backside. So, but no, it's been good. It's a big miss, but I'm catching up. I've done it before. It's year nine. That was the biggest frustration for me, man, because I know that it's an opportunity that we may strike. And I was like, man, I'm not trying to go through all this hassle and don't make a practice. I was like, I want to get up there and at least get a few practices in before. If just in case of a strike, I at least want to get some football in, man. I miss these guys. I miss the coaches. Today was so fun. It's probably one of the funnest days I had all year. The family is here with me, man. That was one of the toughest loopholes I had to go through mentally last year. You know, you're up here. I've always played football in Florida, so I'm one of those guys that always had 10, 15 tickets for family members coming to the game. And it's tough sometimes. You see your Canadian teammates doing that with their families, and you know, not having your family up, it's a mental toll. So bringing them up, I'm just extra energized. I look forward to everything. It's no negatives this year.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think French fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.